everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:15. Today we got a high of 30, some lake effect snow kind of scattered throughout this morning, then some sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, low of 25, and then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Chance for some snow and rain in the afternoon, high of 43. That's the warmest we're going to see it, really.
It's sunny every day when I'm with you, Brock.
Oh, it'll be weird.
I know.
Make it weird, man.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I think that was a WTF right there.
Yes, it was. From here on out, you keep your distance. Back in March of 2015?
Fiend?
Good Lord. Need more caffeine.
Tuesday, it's Tuesday.
I need more caffeine. March of 2015, a chef named David Comfortstein went to the Hustler Strip Club in New York City with some friends. Went to the old muffin buff.
Yeah.
And when he was talking with the stripper, she told him about how her kids were getting in trouble with the cops. He said, quote, "It sounds like you're a bad mother."
Oh, not something you say to a stripper.
So she punched him in the face and knocked out one of his front teeth.
Oh.
Just wham!
Wham!
Now he just filed a lawsuit against the club for $1 million. He says the manager promised to pay for his dental bills, but backed out of the deal. And now David is dealing with years of expensive dental work. David does seem to realize that he provoked the stripper into punching him, though he said, quote, "I guess it's sort of insulting to tell a woman she's a bad mother."
Now he's a professional whistler.
I just love this because I can imagine, you know, the music. She's up there like, "Oh, hi, how you doing, sweetie? Oh, what's up, baby? How you doing? Well, you know, it's kind of rough right now. My kids are getting into some trouble."
That's the best part of the story. Yeah. Is they got so deep in the conversation, it got to that.
Yeah. If you're talking about a stripper's kids, you're too deep in the conversation.
Right,
all right?
Right,
you should never be at that level. Usually, it's, "Hey, how you doing? What are you guys here for? Are you in town long?" Not, "Hey, tell me about your home life."
You know what that means? He's like 100 bucks deep into lap dances to get to that conversation.
He's on song number 12.
Right.
He's hoping it goes a little bit further. Unfortunately, she's not having it.
She's telling you about her kids because she wants to leave you. She doesn't want to dance anymore, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate a hot MILF. But when I'm at a strip club, the last thing I care about is what the little ones are doing back at home.
You got a right hook like Rocky.